Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, December 10th, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. A lot is going on in the Parks and Rec department here, and we have with us today Lucy Robinson. She's the director. We're going to learn about the winter programs, community engagement, special events, and more. So you can call in to ask a question. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Hi, Colette. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great.
Yeah. So you have a lot on your plate.
Yeah, there is a lot happening. And fortunately, I have a great team to share the load. But there is a lot.
Let's just like break it down to your position right now. What does an average day look like for you as a director?
In the Parks and Rec world, and I'm sure other CBW directors would agree, it's everything, anything and everything that comes our way. I certainly try to start my day. I have great intentions. I have a calendar, a planner. And you know, you have kind of your daily goals and, but anything and everything can happen, whether it's a facility maintenance issue and you get pulled away from the task at hand, or there's a lot of in and out patrons coming in, patrons going out, and questions and conversations, which is great because that's how a Parks and Rec department runs. It's very hands-on. A lot of people coming in and out, which is what we want. So there's a lot of good conversations to be had. And so sometimes you get pulled off of your day from conversations. I also can be lifeguarding at any moment, just in the event maybe a lifeguard doesn't show or get sick, or we just don't have a lifeguard to cover that shift and we don't want to cancel the swim, which involves prepping the pool, ensuring the chemistry is correct, setting it, you know, deploying lane lines, anything and everything relating to lifeguard status. And sometimes I get pulled out in the park for park issues, maybe needing to go and check a maintenance issue or damage or vandalism or whatever the case may be. So as a director, I could be in the building at Parks and Recreation, or I could literally be all over town on a trail, downtown at City Hall. And it is pretty versatile and keeps me on my toes for sure.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Yeah, totally. So let's talk about the winter programs and activities. I see that for adults, there's Zumba and pickleball. What else is there?
Well, a lot of our adults in the community are hitting the gym quite a bit. So we have a lot of usage in the weight room. Monday, Wednesday, Friday are kind of the hot days. We also have a lot of lap swimmers right now. And we have an upcoming winter workout challenge, which is always popular. And this year it starts in January and it runs for 2 months. So that will help motivate folks and get them into the gym and get them using our weight room equipment. And then we also have our normal aquatics programs. And so there's all kinds of options and opportunities, be it volunteer-based recreation programming where you go and play a sport, or with Zumba, do some dancing. Or you can come into the facility and utilize our aquatics and our pool and our gym and all of the above. So we have quite a lot going on. Lots of usage for adults in particular. The only two outside programming options that we have are the Zumba and the pickleball for right now. That's not true. We also have volleyball open gym starting up. It's either starting up or it just started up last week. So that's all, and everything can be found on our website at wranglerec.com.
Yeah.
So the open gym volleyball is happening, and sometimes we'll have other activities, and a lot of it is just based on volunteers and what our community volunteers are willing to do.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw that tomorrow there is a free Zumba class.
Yes, there's a free Zumba class tomorrow. I think I put the times on there as well.
6 to 8.
6 to 8. Mm-hmm. If you've never tried Zumba before, it's pretty fun. It's a dance exercise activity. And there is a woman in town, Nene Wilson, who is a volunteer. She's all volunteer. She takes care of business. She'll plug in the music and lead you through the Zumba class. So it's for free tomorrow. If you've never tried it, give it a whirl.
Awesome. And so it's a 2-hour class?
I think so. I think you head in there. Is that what I put on the?
It says 6 to 8.
Let's hope I did that right. Sometimes I mess up, and I'm testing you, Wrangle, and see. But go to wranglerec.com, and you'll be able to find the exact time. So.
Actually, tomorrow's class I found online.
Okay.
So the online it says 6 to 8.
So it is true. Yeah. Two hours, folks, of Zumba. And if you can handle it, great. We'd love to see you there. And that's at the community center.
Awesome. And that's gym. Cardio.
Cardio. I would imagine a whole lot of cardio.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours of cardio and music. So
awesome.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Those who have high cholesterol.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Okay. And then also the winter workout challenge. Will you just describe what's entailed with that?
Sure. The winter workout challenge is a motivation of sorts just to get folks on track, get them into the gym. We are going to provide an orientation, a weight room orientation. We have loaded our weight room and our the court with a lot of new equipment. So we want people to feel comfortable with that equipment. We'll likely pump out the details for the weight room orientation as we go. But the Winter Workout Challenge is an annual challenge, and it allows folks to sign up. So you register. The registration is free, and you track your workouts, essentially. And it's a competition of sorts. It's friendly. It's, you know, there's some banter that happens. People lose their brains over the stickers that you get. So when you work out, you get a sticker that you can put on a tracking page that we hang up. And so everybody's pages, you know, their trackers are hung in the facility. And then you get a sticker for every time you work out. And so you get to put your sticker on the day. And I think that's one of the biggest motivations is the smiley face stickers that people get to track. So it's nice, though. It allows, again, it's a way to motivate. There are some fun little prizes, door prizes. We have door prize entries. And then we also have a competition of whoever gets the most workout days wins a pass. And I can't remember if it's a 6-month pass or an annual pass, but we try to do right by the people that really invest in their health and wellness and get them loaded up with some passes.
That's awesome. Okay, so are these, it costs what, $5?
It's $5 a day for anyone 18 to 64. 65 and up, it's $3. If you're a vet, it's also the senior discount applies, so it's $3 a day. There's also various punch card prices, and there's also passes. And all of that can also, all the details can be found on our website. And you can sign up for a general pass or punch card, become a member, all of that online. Or you can just stop by the office, too, and we'll help you out.
Okay. And then also the Wise Woman card, too, if somebody has seen the Wise Woman appointment.
Right, right. If you're a woman and you are signed up for the Wise Woman program, you can ask your provider for a little card. You bring that card in and you receive a discount. And I do believe your contribution is a $2 contribution, and then the Wise Woman program covers the rest. And that is based on grant funding, and that does, as we all know, grant funding runs out and there is a limit to that. And so for right now, we're running that program in collaboration with Search. And once they tell us, hey, we're done, then we've got to be done with that. But for right now, we are offering that.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that also covers like the activities, pickleball and all that.
It does not.
No.
Wise Woman is strictly for aquatics programming and strength training and showers.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So for the youth, the activities, there's also another winter workout challenge.
Right.
And for adults and youth, there's a
Sprint Triathlon is happening. Yep. Registration opens January 1st. We are hosting a special opening on January 1st. I'm going to be in the facility at 1:00 opening the doors so folks can come and get their first workout of the year in. And you can also register for the Sprint Triathlon at that time. You can register online also. You don't have to come to the facility. And the Winter Workout Challenge on January 1st. The Sprint Triathlon, forgive me because I don't know the exact distances, but it's a swim, a bike, and a run. Shorter distances than a normal triathlon or a half, you know, triathlon or even, I think, a mini triathlon. The Sprint Triathlon is kind of doable by the average person. It's although I say that, it's still challenging, and it's still a very big accomplishment to push your body through any type of triathlon. So it's pretty cool. And we wanted to offer that up without we wanted to offer up the triathlon option so people could kind of dip their toes into brick training, training multi-sports, and seeing how they could do. So
yeah. And how, like, in past, you know, the past, how long has the sprint triathlon been for a person usually?
What do you mean, like, in terms of how long it takes to complete it? I'm going to be really honest. I don't know. I've done a triathlon myself, which took me way too long, but it was not a sprint. I would say a sprint triathlon, you could probably do it in, I don't know, I would say probably under 2 hours. I don't know any specific goals, though. I'm just thinking about the distances. You know, you've got a 5K run, which the average person can finish a 5K run anywhere between 24 and 30 minutes. You've got a 12-mile bike ride. I would say 30 minutes, so probably an hour and a half to 2 hours. And then the swim, which to me is the most challenging. And to most people, I think swimming is the most challenging aspect of a triathlon. Unless you're a swimmer daily, I would say that will probably take less than 30 minutes, but still there's transition times. And if you're not really quick on your transitions, that you'll lose some time there. So
Yeah. And okay, so for other youth activities, there's soccer going on.
Soccer just finished up, but I wanted to highlight it because it was, I know that Parks and Rec and other like, we've had soccer before within the program, but it hasn't been similar to this in terms of kind of the organization of and the collaboration. We collaborated with Allie Howell with the Wrangell Public School District. She and Devin worked together with various volunteers. We purchased equipment for the program as well. I think some of the volunteers also purchased equipment, which was so kind. And so we had a lot of community engagement in that program, and we would like to see it continue. Might alter it, tweak it a little bit, because every time we run a program or host something that's new, we figure out how to do it better or how we want to improve it the next year. So that program was a really big success, and they hosted like an end of season kind of play, soccer play, so parents could come and grandparents and the public could come and watch it. So I think that's something that it's a testament to Devin's ability to kind of rally volunteers and get people together, as well as Allie Howell. Thank you so much to both of them. It was a neat program. So we want to see it continue.
Yeah, cool. Anything else with the kids?
Well, we finished up the youth basketball program. We do have the Wolfpack wrestling program coming up. So just a heads up on that. Folks might want to stay tuned to that. I don't have these specific dates, but Devin does a great job at advertising via social media, email, and it will be posted to our website. But folks can sign up their kiddos online. Wolfpack wrestling is a major component of just kind of the whole wrestling, push and wrangle. We are a great, an essential program. I think we're a great feeder program. We work really well with Jack and his crew, and Jeffrey Davidson took over the program last year after years of dedication and volunteerism from Jeff Rooney. And Jeffrey did a really great job at rallying parents and involving families and parents in that program, because it really does take a lot of volunteers to host and to run a program like that. And then we usually try, or we have tried in the past, to get Petersburg to come on over and host, and we host a tournament to do some wrestling and kind of build that, cultivate that competitiveness and that camaraderie with Petersburg. So
yeah. Cool.
Yep.
I also saw on the calendar that there's an archery class.
The archery class is not ours. The archery class is through the school. So Wrangell, and just to give people a heads up, the community center is utilized in a big way. So we have high school programs like PE and archery utilizing the facility during the day. When we have volunteers, we also have like younger kid youth programming, youth taught gym, things like that. And then we also have reservations, birthday parties, people renting the facility. And then we have AAU, youth basketball, wrestling, Elks hoop shoot, anything and everything is taking place in that gym. So that gym is incredibly busy. So when you do look at the community calendar, something might be scheduled, but it might not necessarily be through us. Someone might just be reserving it. And we have an ongoing agreement with the school that anytime a coach calls and needs the space for maybe overflow for practice, whether it be basketball or volleyball or whatever the case may be, we try to fit them in just because we know gym space is a tight crunch over at the high school gym with all that's going on. And then, of course, we always try to accommodate the PE classes. So,
yeah, thank you for that clarification.
Yeah.
So there's also family time at the pool.
Yeah, we Devin and I are tinkering with this. We're doing a little bit of sample activity right now with a few families, inviting a few people in just with their kiddos, just to kind of see how it goes. We do have a few pieces of specialty equipment that is specific to kids. We have a squat rack and a squat bar, a barbell that's specific to kids. So it's a smaller size, shaft size, and it's also a smaller weight. And so it's built for kids to start learning how to work a barbell and how to go through the movements and technique of a squat or maybe even a deadlift, whatever the case may be. So we're pretty excited about that. And the push will be, we'll have specific days and hours that target like families, so we can get like, you know, maybe a father, daughter to come work out together and they go through a routine, or mom and son or mom and daughter, whatever the case may be. We really want it to be not just a place where parents come and their kid sits and writes, you know, colors in a coloring book, but rather it's an actual family fitness, like workout mm-hmm. opportunity. And so we'll pump that out and provide those details, and we'll likely fire it up officially on January 1st. We of course have to have liability waivers signed and specific rules for this situation. And we'll tweak it as we go, cause we've not done this before. This will be new for us.
Yeah. That's really awesome. Mm-hmm. Everybody together.
And I feel like it will just encourage not only families to come, but kids that grow up in that, doing that with their parents, I think we'll have a better chance of, you know, maintaining that throughout their adult life as well.
Definitely. So yeah, a lot going on with the winter programs and activities. Let's move on to the special events. Mm-hmm. So last month there was the community center dedication. How was that?
It was good. It was really good. You know, we hosted Devin and the Petersburg youth basketball crew came over, and Devin helped to host the All-Star Tournament, which is always a big hit for the community. It's so fun to go watch those kids play basketball. And also just see the volunteerism that pours out of Wrangellites at that time, youth activities in general. And we wanted to kind of give a nod to the space, the community center itself, and make sure that we recognize like that, what that space has done for Wrangell, the positive impact that it's had on our community. And without it, like imagine Wrangell without the old gym, that we would be out of a lot of our programming in the winter. It offers up warm, dry space for folks throughout the darker, colder, wetter months of, you know, October through March, essentially. So we get to host a lot of activities in that gym. And it is historic in many ways. It's over 75 years old, or over 70 years old, rather. It's hosted students in high school sports, pep bands, various events, and it's got a lot of years on it. And although I'll admit it doesn't necessarily look the best, like the best building in town, but it has great bones. And I would like to continue to provide it with upgrades and preventative maintenance and take really special care of that space so that we have it for years to come.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about these upgrades that...
Sure. Right now, a lot of them are just aesthetic. Not just aesthetic. I will back up. Many of them are aesthetic. However, many of them are helpful in safety and preventative issues. For example, we need to get an assessment on a lot of our sidewalks and our landing areas. just so we can fix that concrete. So there's a lot of things, like little things that need work so that we can increase the safety. We have done some concrete work. We've also done a lot of reorganization, storage organization, removed a lot of the old stage lighting and curtain hardware that used to be utilized for plays, a lot of that, which was, you know, almost falling down. So safety, improving safety, heat as well. The whole space needs new heating upgrades, and we do have the heaters on site for that. We're just waiting for contractors to install. So we'll have a new heating system throughout the space as well. I think it's just, you know, the responsibility of those in charge, directors, to take great care of their space in terms of, you know, surplusing old items and making sure the entire space is clear and organized and looking good. So, yeah. But a lot of the upgrades are more aesthetic, and we've got some fun additions in terms of photo collages. We had a lot of input on stories, with stories, history, school stories, sports stories, photos. So we got some of those up on the wall, and we're going to continue that. We'd also like to continue to, I guess, have a tribute wall to our volunteers, and annually select Volunteer of the Year. This year it was Jeff and Kay, and that happened at the dedication. So the other upgrade would be painting, continuing the painting. There are many things that I would like to do, but there I have to prioritize, and I have to work within a budget. And so that's where I'm at, and I'll continue to push really hard just to see further upgrades to increase maximum capacity and usage and all of the above. Make sure we're operating in a safe, efficient way, but also just getting people in the door. So, and one project, and I'll kind of skip around a little bit, is we'd like to work with we work with a group in town that could potentially help us to set up like surveillance live feed cameras in that gym, so that we can monitor the use throughout the day. We don't necessarily have to be on site all the time, but we can monitor the use, and we could also live stream all the activities in that gym. So, yeah. Which would mean that, you know, we could live stream basketball games and wrestling matches and all of that. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. So another special event is this Saturday, which is the Holiday Boat Parade.
Yes, the Holiday Boat Parade. And I would like to make a side note on this. Typically, this is a collective of volunteers in the community. Wrangell Parks and Recreation is certainly pumping it out, the information. And I'm hoping that we will offer this up as an activity through the chamber, perhaps next year. But this year I wanted to make sure that we got the information out. And so we are pumping it out through Wrangell Parks and Recreation. So yeah, let's talk about the boat parade.
All right. So it's this Saturday. Mm-hmm. What's the history of the boat parade?
Well, loose history, from what I've gathered, is it started back in the 70s-ish with Doc Davenport, who was a hilarious character and also a pretty special person within the community. He was, of course, a doctor here, and he had a boat, and he was just kind of a salty sailor and a big character in Wrangell, and he rallied some of his pals and community members together to start a boat parade. And I think he hosted it typically on Christmas Eve. And I think, you know, it's ebbed and flowed throughout the years. But I know that there was massive participation from like the towing companies like Campbell Tow, and various boat owners, and I think that there maybe times were a little bit wilder back then, so there were some pretty great stories. But Clay Hammer has always been a big advocate and participant in the boat parade, as well as Chris Googs, Brenda Schwartz-Yeager, as well as John Yeager, Eric Yancey, And I know I'm missing folks. Frankie Werfel has also participated heavily. And I know that in the past, there's just been a lot more participation. So we're trying to kind of bring that back. And we've been doing so over the past couple of years. And depending on the weather, we can get some pretty good participation.
Yeah. So what are we all to expect for this Saturday?
You mean in terms of how many people or?
Yeah.
Right now I've got, and again, this, we could see more, we could see less, but right now I think I've counted 5 boats, so far. And that's just what I've got in my mind. There might be more people planning on doing it, that haven't let us know. I've kind of seen some rumblings on Facebook, that and people don't have to directly contact me. I'm not in charge. I'm just trying to pump out the information. So certainly feel free if you've got a boat and you've got some lights and you want to join in. Most, and I'll just say this really quickly, if you are a captain and you've got a boat that's going to head out, start chugging out there around between 5:45 and 6. We're going to try to meet in front of City Dock right around then. We'll communicate the route and kind of have like a little route that we do, and it'll be really fun.
Yeah, and it usually lasts for what, like about an 2 hours?
Yeah,
or so?
It's about 1 to 2 hours, depending on, again, it's a lot, it's weather based, right. So weather dependent. We try to make several laps, kind of loopy laps in front of town, and then we usually head north for a short bit and then come back around and head south to about 5 or 6 miles. So it just depends on what, you know, whatever the captains are down with. Right. I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah, fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Will you share a memorable moment that you've had with the boat parade?
Every time I go out there, I have just a blast. I mean, I love one of my favorite things is that KSDK is involved. And you guys, toss out Christmas bangers, and then there's the banter from the boats and the Christmas holiday cheer and messages from the boats. So it's all, you know, we're talking over VHF radio and you guys are broadcasting that. And so if you're in a car or, you know, you've got the ability to listen to KSDK, please do tune into KSDK on that night, because the between the Christmas music and the holiday banter from the boats and the chatter, it's really a good time.
Yeah.
And there's usually some fireworks, you know, that happen. I don't know how that happens, but it happens.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah, fun.
It is.
So, okay, another event that's going on, I think, when school is not in session is the Open Gym for Youth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Devin put that together. We are going to send her up to the gym so she can facilitate the Open Gym option for kiddos. I think it's age 5 to 12.
Yep.
So she'll be up there playing games. And, you know, we've got a lot of equipment. We've got a lot of youth recreation equipment up at the gym. And so I think it's going to be somewhat structured, but a lot of free play. We'll probably offer up some snacks. Very casual. There is a registration process because we do want parents to, you know, read the rules and understand that and share that with their kiddos. And then there's a liability waiver that they'll need to sign. I think it's free of charge. I don't think we are charging for that activity, but it is during the a portion of the holiday break.
Yeah, it says December 30th to January 3rd.
Right.
From, oh boy, trying to find,
I think it's
9 to 12.
Yeah, 9 yep. to noon. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and that, you know, that space offers up a great spot for kids to run and play. And by the time, you know, during the holidays, before Christmas, it's a little crazy to offer up activities and programming only because there's so much happening. And so we figured after the actual like Christmas Day, we could offer up more of an opportunity for parents to get their kiddos out of the house.
Yeah.
Run them. Yep.
So, okay, we're running out of time, but let's just talk about volunteer opportunities right now. And
absolutely.
What opportunities are there?
Every opportunity that you could ever possibly imagine. The sky is the limit. If you've got something that you're interested in, if you've got something to share with the community, whether it's in the art realm or sport realm, for example, I'll just toss them out there. Sam Possman from the Sentinel has been fantastic. He's come in. He's coached basketball. He helped us with soccer. Really great with the kids. And there's just so much opportunity for folks to engage their community through Parks and Recreation. We host the platforms, the registration. We host, we have the liability, and we offer up the space. So if you've got an activity or something that you'd like to do, and it doesn't have to be a long program, it can be one day, it can be, you know, several weeks, it can be a couple of months, whatever you'd like to do. So we do have a lot of opportunity for sharing whatever it is you're passionate about through Parks and Recreation. The hard part for us is if folks come with to us with an idea, but there's no willingness to engage and to help, because we are only several full-time staff members. And, you know, with our lifeguards are typically kiddos who are side hustling, or adults who have a side hustle and lifeguarding is their side hustle. And they can maybe manage 2 to 3 hours a week.
Yeah. Is lifeguarding volunteer?
Lifeguarding is not volunteer.
No. Okay.
And it's certified. So you have to get certified. You have to train. There's onboarding. And then you do get paid for lifeguarding.
Yeah. And okay, so what's the age like for volunteers, the age?
Good question. We have worked with kiddos age 16 and up for volunteering. And typically that's in the setting of a very organized, already in place program like youth basketball. So kids will come and they'll host, or they'll help coach if they're very young and they haven't had any experience. They might co-coach with an adult. If they're seniors, we offer that option for them to participate and utilize Parks and Rec programming for their senior project. So yeah, that's an option too. Typically though, when we are working with volunteers, it's oftentimes mid-20s and up. But we don't have restrictions, so to speak, right now.
Okay, cool. So. And last question, why should people volunteer for Parks and Rec?
Well, just as in, I think in other communities, in every community actually, recreation programming does not happen without volunteers. It is the lifeblood, you know, volunteers are the lifeblood of our program. We would not have activities. The activities that we do have, we would not have them without our volunteers. And that, not only that, but volunteering does something for your soul. I think it's wholesome. It's endearing. It allows you to give back to the community and make an impact in a positive way. So it's important. And I think it's a special and important piece to a healthy, thriving community, volunteers and giving back. So yeah, that's why. Come on now.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks so much. So that was Parks and Rec director Lucy Robinson. And we are going to hop on into World Cafe.